Let's go to Mary Jane here in Tacoma. That's not what's sad. What's sad is that we still
Hello,
don't know
Dr.
about
Wright.
this stuff. Hello, ma'am.
How are you?
Well, as you can tell, I have to calm down. You go ahead.
I get just as upset as you do over all that stuff. So anyway, I do have a couple of questions for you. I have two, they're sister-in-law and brother-in-law, and siblings to my husband, and they are both prone to getting blood clots. And of course, they've got them on Coumadin right now. Is there anything natural that they could take on a daily basis to keep them from getting those?
There absolutely is, ma'am. However, they'll need to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to get the dosage just right for them, because the dosage is individual. Now, the stuff happens to be called fish oil. No kidding. Fish oil contains components that make the little blood platelets more slippery so they don't clot as easy. And not only that, but if one takes way too much fish oil, which usually is at least 3 or 4 tablespoons a day, they can make their platelets so doggone slippery that not only will they not clot adversely, but they won't clot beneficially, which means you can cut yourself and you just will keep on bleeding.
Right.
You have to put a tourniquet on. And just good old fish oil. And while we're on that topic, researchers found that the two components of fish oil, which we usually see on the label, EPA and DHA, work differently in men and women. The DHA keeps the platelets slippery in ladies. It doesn't do that for men. Whereas it's the opposite for men. The EPA keeps the platelets slippery, but it doesn't do that for ladies. And they always have both, but ladies want to go with the higher D component for this purpose, and women want to go with a higher E component. Now, here's why you need to be working with a doc. Because you need to know when you have enough fish oil for you, not for the whole world, but for you, to keep your platelets as slippery as they can be without getting dangerously slippery. And there's a test called platelets, and you know how to spell that, a plate with a let after it. But the next part is a little more difficult. It's called aggregometer. Aggregometer, platelet aggregometer, which just means it's a machine that checks how much the platelets clog together. All right, they have one at the University of Washington Hospitals. That's where we send people to get the test done. Okay, so first thing a person does is to think about while working with their doctor is they start on a tablespoon of fish oil. Now, that's usually not enough to achieve a good, strong slipperiness, which is measured by that platelet aggregometer. But we better start there, and then we go get a test. Okay, I'm slippery, but I'm not maximally slippery. I better go up to 2 tablespoons. Oh, and we get another test. Oops, it's a little too far. I better back off to 1. In other words, we have to adjust our dose. Now, probably nobody ever died of an overdose. But it's not wise to take an overdose because, again, you cut yourself and you won't stop bleeding and you have to go get a tourniquet put on. That's not fun. So that's why you need to work with a doctor on this. But we work with people on that fairly regularly, and then they don't need the Coumadin. And Coumadin, as you know, don't eat your green veggies. Don't take vitamin K. Yeah,
right.
And some professor at the University of North Carolina, he actually showed that Coumadin can lead to cognitive decline because of that lack of vitamin K. So anyway, that's the long and the short of it, ma'am. A good doc who knows what they're doing in natural medicine and a platelet aggregation test, and you can get off your Coumadin.
Okay, and then I have one other question. If you're taking the magnesium and the lysine and the potassium already, do you still need that salt? Because I'm using Celtic salt or the Himalayan salt.
The only advantage to that salt I was talking about there, ma'am, is it's got the things in the right proportions. The magnesium, the potassium, the sodium is real low in there. And if we're using Celtic salt, it doesn't have any of the magnesium potassium. We tend to use it more liberally. We'd have to actually go out and, okay, I'm going to write down how much magnesium I'm taking every day. How does that compare to my salt intake every day? And make sure that the magnesium and potassium, each one individually exceeds the amount of sodium. And if you can do that, ma'am, okay, fine. I just find it easier to just use the shaker
but
thing
how
because
much
I know
salt
the
do you need to take to get the right amount?
What kind of salt? You're talking about sodium chloride?
Well, if you buy the right salt, how much salt do you need to take in order to get the right amounts?
Funny thing, ma'am.
Potassium, magnesium, and lysine.
Funny thing, ma'am, but in Finland, all they did was tell everybody, that's the only salt that's going to be available in this country for 30 years. Now just shake it as you usually shake your salt. That's okay. All they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My last question was, do you know of anything that is a natural pain reliever?
Oh, sure. I'm going to do a little tiny commercial announcement. Two Green Medicine newsletters ago, there was an article by the top expert in the world on botanicals. I'm not kidding. He writes the textbooks along with the co-author that all the naturopathic stores, naturopathic colleges use. His name's Kerry Bone. And one of the things he pointed straight at
was his name?
Kerry Bone, B-O-N-E. And his article is in the complete answer to your question is in the article from about 2 months ago in Green Medicine Newsletter. But the brief answer is his top one was, of all things, frankincense. Yes, it's a good pain reliever. In fact, he says it's better than the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. He does know his stuff. Now, if you're looking for it in the stores, though, it's not usually sold under the name frankincense. It's usually sold under a name such as this, AKBA. And that's the chief active ingredient in the frankincense. And they concentrate it to 90% usually. And yes, it usually takes 2, 3, 4 of those a day to control chronic pain like it would with ibuprofen, but it's a lot safer.
Yes, of course. So that comes in not a drop form, but in a tablet form.
Yes, ma'am, or a capsule. I'm sorry, I haven't opened the bottle to look.
Pardon me?
It's either a tablet or a capsule.
Okay, so look for it under AKBA.
Yes. I'm sure your local store, Clintoma Dispensary, compounding pharmacies, all will have it.
Right. Well, I'm a patient of yours, so I shop at your pharmacy there quite a bit.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.